Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Customer support for who?
We're a third party
call
center.
Because I got a...
Go ahead.
Who?
We're a third
who
party...
Who is it?
Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting for you.
We're a third party call center. We represent for more than one company.
I don't even know who that is, but you guys took $67.32 of mine while I was sleeping. Somehow you guys got my number, and I don't know what the $67.32 was for, how you ended up doing it, but I want my money back.
We can try to pull up a charge with their zip code and first and last name.
Richard King, K-I-N-G.
Your zip code?
92583.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Do what?
Could you verify your mailing address?
1499 Old Mountain Avenue, Space 60, San Jacinto, California, 92583.
It looks like this was an order that was placed for the Elite Tactical Watch. Do you recall placing that order?
Tactical Watch?
That's correct.
I already paid for that. I was only supposed to be $8 and something cents.
You pay the shipping
and
handling. You pay the shipping and handling for that product. That is an entry gift into our subscription. There have been a $125.
Oh, I didn't subscribe. I was just answering one of my emails, and it said pay shipping and handling to get a free tactical watch, and that's what I did. So I guess you guys charged me another $8.98 for that, but I didn't subscribe to anything, and I didn't authorize $67.32 to be paying for a watch. I would have bought another one for $100 that I really want.
The charge is not for the watch. The charge is for the subscription.
I didn't order no subscription, so you guys are fraudulently charging me. I didn't.
When you place
I don't
order
want
for
no
watch,
subscription.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
No, I didn't subscribe for no. I didn't put in for no subscription. I got enough subscriptions already, so you need to avoid that and give me my money back.
Whenever you place the order for the watch, it states in the terms and conditions that that's for a subscription. There has been a credit voucher that was sent to zsrultd@gmail.com. We can go ahead and have your subscription canceled. We can offer a 35% refund on that charge.
Oh, that's how you guys do it?
It's stated in the terms and conditions.
Sneak in a subscription and get your $60-something. All right, well, I'll call my credit card and have them dispute the transaction. And
what happens when you dispute
the
transaction?
I didn't order no subscription.
Go ahead. I'll let
what?
You finish. Go ahead. I'll let you
no,
finish.
I didn't subscribe for no. I just all I wanted was a $8.98 watch, and you guys fucking charging me for a subscription to something I didn't even want. So, yeah, I see how you do it. I'll have to get another card, but I'm gonna dispute this transaction and report you. Hey there.
I'm just waiting for you to finish.
I'm finished.
We do win up 100% of our disputes because we can verify that you did place the order. We can also verify the terms and conditions. As a courtesy, although the terms and conditions might have been misunderstood, we'll go ahead and issue the full refund. It takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes. Slowly.
C as in Charlie, 26, 11, 13, 78, 3.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess our business is done.
Thanks for all customer support. You have a great day.